more equitable socially. I mean, this is a win-win situation.
Okay. Alan Weisman, author of Countdown, Our Last Best Hope for a Future on Earth. Thank you so much for joining us on KBOO. Alan Weisman will be speaking at Powell's Books on Burnside this Monday night at 7:30. The book is priced at $26, but if you join KBOO right now, you for $60 or more, you will get a copy of this book with your membership. Alan Weisman, thank you very much.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
Stay tuned now for Air Cascadia and more public affairs on 90.7 KBOO Portland. This is Bruce Silverman. Thank you for listening.
Don't let Rupert Murdoch control your newscast. The KBOO Evening News provides breaking news about local issues, from water fluoridation to immigration raids. We bring you daily coverage of what's going on in Portland, Cascadia, and around the world. Tune in every weekday at 5 for the KBOO Evening News on KBOO, your community radio station.
This is KBOO Portland, where the time is approximately 10:01 a.m. Coming up, it's Air Cascadia with headlines, interviews, and commentary with Chris Andre. At 10:15 on Flashpoints, Harvey Wasserman explains that Fukushima is leaking like a sieve into the Pacific, Ray McGovern meets with Edward Snowden in Moscow, and Oliver Stone talks about his TV series The Untold History of the United States. At 11, it's The Digital Divide with Rabia Yemen, featuring a preview of the new exhibit Sherlock at OMSI, plus a special surprise. Stay tuned.
Good morning, Cascadia. Today is Friday, October 11th, 2013, and you're listening to KBOO Portland, your community radio at 90.7 FM, KBOO.FM on the web. Because we are in full membership drive 2013 and liking it plenty, I might add. Before we get into the program for today, I just want to thank everyone who joins us every morning to make this happen. Sam Parrish is engineering the show this morning. Thanks so much, Sam. And Cape and Kathleen Stevenson is the KBOO AM News and Public Affairs Director. Want to get that in before we go out to the membership drive room. And another reminder, on Saturday, that's tomorrow, October 12th, it's a March Against Monsanto for World Food Day. Over 275 cities around the world will be participating. And moving straight on into today's program, we're going to look deeply, if possible, into some of the antics of the security state. Biometrics versus passwords, for example, a number of your companies and mine who make those cell phones out of coltan and other combat zone minerals are protecting your financial life on your cell phone by introducing the alarming prospect of biometric identification, in other words, your fingerprint or perhaps a retinal scan to identify yourself when having financial activities take place on your cell phone. Bad idea in the first place, on at least two counts. Moving right along, and in a related topic, Senator Saxby Chambliss, Republican of Georgia, the vice chairman of the Intelligence Committee. I know, Saxby Chambliss and intelligence, in the same sentence. Sorry about that, listeners. And Senator Dianne Feinstein are getting closer and closer to an sort of a CISPA type of a deal on internet security, and that, which essentially means privatization of the net. And in Washington, D.C., right-wing truckers are threatening to shut down Washington unless President Obama is immediately impeached. They have a number of other demands. We'll be speaking with Pratap Chatterjee during the program today. Data hackers are mining your information for Big Brother. There is a topic. Pratap is the executive director of CorpWatch, and he is the author of Halliburton's Army and Iraq Incorporated. He just wrote a piece this week. The data hackers mining your information for Big Brother, which says, in essence, Big Brother is watching you. In fact, inside your mobile phone and hidden behind your web browser. There you go. We knew that all along, but Mr. Chatterjee is joining us with some of the details. And first, however, the weather. Mostly cloudy today, highs near 60. Not much in the way of winds tonight. Slight chance of rain. And this pattern is going to persist for the most part throughout the weekend. Overcast skies, lows around 47 for tomorrow. It's 50-50 regarding rain. And we'll have a high around 57. It's going to be chilly the next few days. Saturday night, a very slight chance of rain, patchy fog, otherwise overcast with a low around 42. Sunday dawns in a sucked in for the most part, and then clearing, burning off, sunny skies, highs near 62, calm winds, and Sunday night mostly clear, lows around 40. And that brings us full circle to Monday morning. We are in membership drive at the moment, and we do have a first quarter leaf moon. The moon is 6 days old. Most of the recommendations and the forecast for how to incorporate the astrological information into your practices outdoors is holding pretty much firm. So just that said, we want to get on to the program because we are so limited as far as time is concerned. Most listeners know at this point that Rebecca Rubin was in fact a Canadian citizen, has given herself up. She was going to do this a few years ago, but California had promised to hand down a 30-year sentence, and her lawyer said no. Here's an example of mainstream media having its way with the facts. The mainstream media, of course, had reported rather gloatingly that she, Rubin, had been hiding out and, I quote, on the lam. That's the phrase that they love to use, on the lam. She'd been on the lam in Canada. In fact, Rebecca Rubin's a Canadian citizen, so it would be more... it would be more sort of lamb-like to be hiding out the United States. Nonetheless, that's how it was reported. She is going to be doing at least 5 years, they say. However, there may be a few cracks in the prosecution's story. We'll see. She, in fact, though, was at the scene of a number of events which caused no bodily harm to any life forms, did nonetheless put a dent in some corporate projects of which the private sector held near and dear to its heart, and hence the hysteria when it comes to going after people like Rebecca Rubin. And don't forget, this has got this eco-terror, the word terrorism, tacked on in order to terrify the general public. And, of course, that's the reason for the offered 30-year sentence in California. Activists, beware of that while engaging in activities. We have Pratap Chatterjee with us now, and I'm very, very grateful and very... very pleased to have you joining us today. We just ran through some of the intro. Pratap Chatterjee is, of course, the executive director of CorpWatch and author of Halliburton's Army and Iraq Incorporated. So good morning, Pratap. Thanks so much for being with us today.
Thank you for having me.
We've got a number of stories right now on some of the NSA's activities. Again, mainstream media is so hysterical over the government shutdown and that sort of thing that it seems to have overlooked this. But in any case, this is the private sector, free range, as it were. And with no holes barred and no regulations. So we can expect to see some extraordinary things happening. You talk about data hackers mining information for Big Brother. Who are the data hackers that are doing this?
The data hackers are companies, small companies, and some medium-sized and big companies that sell information technology interception abilities to law enforcement agencies. And this is, there are 200 or 300 of these companies, perhaps even more. We know of at least a couple of hundred. And they are international. There are companies in Israel, there are companies in the United States, there are companies in India, there are companies in South Africa, in the Czech Republic, in Russia. And they sell the ability to hack your email, to listen to your phone calls, to track your devices and to track you, to turn on the cameras on your computer or your phone and microphones and record all your information for as long as they want. So they can, they are doing that right now. They are storing a lot of the, particularly the metadata, which is the information of who called who and when and where from for a very long period of time. And this, despite what President Obama says, is actually the most important information. Listening to somebody talking about what they did during their day is not as important as establishing a pattern of who's talking to whom. And that means, for example, if you are visiting a abortion clinic, you are, let's say, consulting with somebody about AIDS, you are, you know, trying to buy drugs, they can figure out who you're talking to and how you did it. So rather than listening to you, they want to know your network of contacts and your contacts' contacts and their contacts. So this has become a huge industry. And even though the law prohibits the U.S. government from doing that, from the unreasonable invasions of people's privacy under the Fourth Amendment, the government is storing that information in anticipation of future criminal investigations. So they may not be following you right now because they're not worried about you. But 5 years from now, if they decide they are concerned about your activism, your dissidence, your criminal activity, they can go back and look at who you called 3 years ago or 4 years ago.
And identify the individual in question without any shadow of a doubt. We have only moments left to go. What sort of protections can one avail oneself of? Because now we've got the prospect of biometrics coming in too, so we wouldn't even come up with passwords. It would just look at it would just scan our retinas and identify us, our cell phones. But what sort of what do we have in the way of protection?
I would urge people to look at a couple of very simple websites. One is called Prism Break, PRISM-break.com, or download a rather large file called the Crypto Party Handbook. And if you download those two, they give you advice on how to protect yourself. One is that you need to do your internet surfing through something called Tor, the Tor network, and make sure you get the full Tor browser bundle. And using that, you can actually surf the internet anonymously. You can store your data using companies like SpiderOak. You can make your phone calls through Silent Circle, except, of course, the problem with Silent Circle is that you've got to the person you're talking to has to be using Silent Circle also.
Hang on to that thought for a moment. I don't mean, I'm so sorry to have to break in. This is important information. We are complete out of time. We're in membership drive mode at the moment. So I'd like to take up this topic with you on Monday, if possible, if you have time. But right now, I want to thank you so much for being with us today. This is perhaps the most important issue of these times. And my guest has been at Product Strategy with CorpWatch, and more on this topic later. Thanks again for that, Pratap. And now I want to say good morning. I believe it's Lynn.
Not quite, no.
I'm sorry.
It's Ani.
Ani and Paul. Good morning. I'm so happy that you're there.
Good morning, Chris.
Because if you weren't, we wouldn't be able to get this
program up and running.
Thank you.
That's absolutely true.
Thanks, members, of course.
It is because of our members that we are able to bring you programs like Air Cascadia, like the other programs you hear in the radio zine, and that we are able to dig down and get you this kind of information that is so important to our lives as activists in this day. Really critical information from Pritap Chatterjee. Thank you so much, Chris, for having him on the air this morning. And you can support this effort with your dollars right now at 877-500-5266.
And you know, Chris packs a lot into these 50 minutes she gets from Monday to Friday. And we like to pack a few calls in before Flashpoints is coming up. A really big Flashpoint show, as you've heard, with Edward Snowden coming up in just a few minutes. But we'd like to get some calls before that. Call us up at 877-500-5266. If you like what Chris Andre does every day with this Air Cascadia, bringing you news from Cascadia and beyond, packing it in as she does day after day. She's been a volunteer for her for quite a few years, like a lot of our volunteers have been. People really dedicated to cultivating their sources, to cultivating a relationship with our sources so they can bring you those voices on a daily basis. If you value that, if you appreciate that, we'd really like to hear from you right now. 877-500-5266. That's the number to call.
Or online, you can join us at kboo.fm. We are looking to raise $150 right now for Air Cascadia. We can do it with your help. Think about giving a monthly sustaining membership. If you have not yet taken us up on that opportunity, this could be your moment to do so. From $5 on up, I suggest you give 1 hour's wage every month. If you have full-time employment, think about what you make every hour and think about working that 1 hour for your entire community to support an independent community resource.